Well, this legislation, Abigail, that we're talking about right now, where does it stand right now in Congress?
So right now it is passed out of the House of Representatives. The United States Senate is currently working on it, making changes that they think are appropriate. We're waiting to hear from what those are. So we should see soon. And then, the Senate will have a chance to vote.
Now, as I understand it, a lot of the scope of this bill would have to do with repealing solar and storage tax credits.
That's exactly right. There is a proposal that came out of the House that would really undercut all of the progress we've made in this country around solar and storage deployment, including in North Carolina.
So would this totally eliminate those credits?
What has come out of the House now would functionally eliminate them for in the course of a couple of months. You could imagine for business owners who have, made business plans for the next few years based on the existence of these credits, that would be incredibly disruptive.
How long have these credits been around?
These credits have been around since about 2005. They were first signed into law by George W. Bush and have been renewed by Republican Congress and Republican presidents, Democratic Congress, Democratic presidents. It has been a very bipartisan effort, and so we are hoping that that continues.
Now, how specifically, Abigail, would this affect North Carolina? I understand we rank fairly high in the nation with solar energy.
You do. You are number five in the nation in terms of the amount of solar you have deployed. There's enough solar power to power 1.1 million homes. And this change, if Congress does this, would have a really significant impact on North Carolina. We anticipate that you lose about 5,500 jobs and a number of factories that are making solar products, making racking products would go out of business.
Now, in North Carolina, you mentioned factories. How many of those do we have? A lot of us may not be aware that there are these solar manufacturing facilities in the state.
Yeah, no, it's a great American success story. In the last 2.5 years, we have had billions of dollars of investment across the country, including in North Carolina, in factories that are producing not just the solar panels you see on rooftops or, as you drive along the highway, but also the inverters that convert the electricity, the racking systems that fasten them to the roof, the tracking systems that track the sun. All of those are reshoring from other countries back to the United States, and all of that is at risk.
Now, also, I would think that this would also have a broader impact on electric bills in general.
That's exactly right. If these tax credits go away, all of us will have higher electricity bills. That is going to happen. It's going to happen fast. This bill will raise energy prices, energy bills that we all pay, by $51 billion over the next decade. That is obviously a huge amount of money on top of what is already rising electricity prices.
So the focus on the Senate and North Carolina's senators, do we have any stance that's been announced by them?
Yeah, Senator Tillis has been very thoughtful about his approach. I've spoken with him many times myself. He understands the important role that solar and storage play in your great state, and he's really been an outspoken supporter of a thoughtful approach, right? Taking the rug out from companies that have made investments is just bad economic policy. The other thing that's happening in North Carolina in particular is data centers. And Amazon just announced a $10 billion investment in your state to really help win the AI race and beat China here. If we get rid of these tax credits, all of that is at risk. We cannot win the AI race if we do not have access to solar and storage.
So is your hope that you'll be able to totally block the elimination of these credits, or are we looking at a situation where they might be reduced somewhat?
we understand that Congress has a lot of difficult decisions to make, you know, on a number of issues. And so what we are hoping for is some certainty for companies that they don't have, you know, they don't wake up one day and realize that everything their business has been based on goes away overnight. I think a thoughtful transition is a much better outcome. So we are not advocating for tax credits, you know, forever, but for a thoughtful ramp down of those.
Abigail, thank you so much for joining us this morning to talk about this situation as it exists right now.
Thanks. It's great to talk to you. Have a wonderful day.